Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Joe LaPuma, and I'm here at Jeans Plus on Burnside and Jerome. I got a special episode of Sneaker Shopping on deck for you guys today. We got our main man in the house, noted philanderer, scoundrel, and former president of the United States, Donald Trump, is with us today. Hey, Donnie, man, how are you doing today?
You already know the vibes. Joey, thank you so much for inviting me out Sneaker Shopping. It's Big T Dollars in the building. You already know, smoking dark evil pack and doing nefarious things and evil deeds.
All right, so cool. So awesome. That was amazing. So right now, you have a sneaker line dropping. It looks like Floyd Mayweather's boxing shoes.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about your sneaker line?
That's right. So these new sneakers, we got the best minds in the game behind the business. The Big T on the side for Big T Dollars. I just sold Trump Links. Did you know that? I sold it out in the Bronx. I sold that golf course to pay for these sneakers. Is real gold on these. You see the stars and stripes on the back. Star Spangled Swagger all day.
They're already on
Grail for 25 bands. Who's moving like Big T Dollars?
That's so fire. So let me ask you something. You've been indicted a lot, and why now? Like, why would you want to drop a sneaker now? You know what I mean? You also have the Trump trainers that look kind of like, you know, like Amazon Yeezys. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, it's not like I have a civil fraud trial coming up or anything. It's not, there's nothing really going on. It's just I'm the kind of man that goes after what he wants, and I'm reclaiming the Air Force One. That's right.
Hold on. Let's settle something right now. Do you call them Uptowns or do you call them G-Fazos?
I call them whatever my loyal blacks call them, all right?
You said that. You said in an interview that black people love you because you've been indicted a bunch of times.
That's right. I'll tell you something. I'm relatable now. Big Donnie T. I'll tell you what. I didn't even come up with that. Look at my African Americans in the crowd. They came up with that. You feel me? You already know. So we're just gonna keep pushing this Star Spangled Swagger. That's what I'm calling it right now. And it's only up from here. We're gonna beat this case. You know what I'm saying? I got a particular type of lawyer. I'm not gonna say what kind of lawyer, but we got those lawyers on deck, all right? And we're doing big numbers, big things out here.
Wow.
Donnie T.
Wow, that's amazing. Yo, listen, we'll be right back. This is Joe LaPuma, Donald Trump in the building, Sneaker Shopping, brought to you by Victory Light. Let's go. Let's get it. You know the vibes. Pew, 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 pew.
Let's get it, baby.
A Victory Light.
Yo, he lives around me. I see him like in the park every once in a while.
Yeah,
we act like we don't know each other.
Like, mm-hmm. Like, yo,
he's
like
a Brooklyn Heights ass nigga.
Yeah, dog. Like, yo, oh, I grew up on Long Island.
I'm here now. Yo, Trump, listen, a lot of shit. Yo, hold on. Fuck on. Touch to the Jadakiss freestyling. Yo, hold the fuck on. We over here with Fletch and the both. Yo, victory light, motherfucker, are we back? You know what I'm saying? We was off for so long, and I know you've missed us tremendously, bro. We up in the bunker, you know what I'm saying? At 368, you know what I'm saying? Sadly, we bid it adieu, you know what I'm saying? But we milking this shit. We in here until they turn the lights off this bitch.
Cleanest audio thus far.
You know what I mean? Audio cleanest shit.
Shout out to the padded
room. You
know
what I mean? It's not horny as hell over there listening to this audio, boy.
Oh, man.
He's like, yeah, he's like, son, insane. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
gotta hit it every time.
Ah, you know the vibes, you mean?
It's slowly just turning into Romeo Santos.
Bananas.
From Maybach Music Girl to Romeo Santos.
Yeah.
I got the gang with me, man. You know the vibes, man. I got Liz Bell in the house, Rady in the house, Uncle Victor in the house, and Hassan insane behind the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? He just told me that I could not steal the NPC that was outside the door. You know what I'm saying? It belongs to somebody, whoever that is. I'm sorry I took your NPC when you hear this podcast. You know what I'm saying? But yo, we was talking about the intro. Trumpito, you know what I'm saying? Donald Trumpito, he got sneakers out now, man. He got sneakers out. They look fucking crazy. They look like
if
Iron Man
them.
Was like, I want to wear Jordan 1s. Like, you know what I'm saying? They look like boxer shoes.
They look like the shits on he had on at Nacho Libre. That's exactly what it looked like.
The Nacho Libre.
You know what they look like? They look like an unlockable in a fighting game.
Street Fighter 6. After you beat Akuma, you get these whack ass kicks. and his signature is so crazy because it looks like somebody's just doing like a heartbeat, the fucking heartbeat shit on a fucking on your.
It looks like an EKG, like all fucked
up. These shits? Oh, yeah. He's in the hole, bro.
Yo, that's how you know he's down bad, because he's like, yo, the first 100 is signed. I signed them myself. People think I don't sign. I can't write. I sign things all the time. The Sharpies.
They got extra small ones just for him.
Yeah, that's not even a signature. That's just Aramaic. That's just because he's a fucking reptile. He's an ancient being.
Yo.
That's just how he talks, man.
This is how I used to write a papyrus back in 1209.
Yeah.
Okay. BC, that's before Christ.
Yeah.
No, BD, that's before Donnie Trump Sr. Not to be confused with the Black Disciples. Shout out Chicago, everyone. On the South Side. You know how Donnie T gets down. Chirac. We get busy.
Catch me at 79th. He said. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? Yeah. Yo, these sneakers fucking suck. And this is how I know he's down bad, because when people are down bad, they start doing like, yo, limited edition.
Yeah.
Yo, whatever, whatever. And he got these shits naked. Like, yo, 1 of 50.
Shits be running for 6 years?
Come on now. Yeah. These shits is getting restocked every day.
Bro, and I mean, like, the shit from the intro, that wasn't a joke. They're actually on Grailed for 25 bands.
Yo, that's fucking insane. Yeah. Yo, if you buy these shits for 25 bands, you deserve the L you take when they reissue these shits. Yeah. And he starts fucking fading away, shooting fadeaways in Puerto Rico with them.
This is such a drop shipping ass shoe.
Yo, facts. Yeah. This is like some Soulja Boy, like, yo, I got these. Yo, I got some new sneakers out, y'all. Yeah. Like, they coming straight from Taiwan. You know what I mean? A little child lost their hand making these shits, but yo, it's all good.
But it's some corny shit like Soulja Boys. Like,
you know what I mean? S-O-L-E.
S-O-L-E. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, man? Big Draco in it, bitch. We got the Soulja Boys.
Soulja Boy.
Best sneaker
in
the game. I'm the first rapper to drop a sneaker.
Yeah. Like, and you know who they for? They for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God.
Fuck
damn.
Off.
That's so bad.
Oh, brother.
Oh, my God, bro.
This guy stinks.
What did you do to my drink?
Yeah.
This fucking Soulja Boy.
Tomato.
Black
fuck
ass
Trump
sneakers,
and
man.
Fuck them ugly ass sneakers. And fuck the bastards who's going to buy that shit, too.
Hey, hold on.
What would you say, bro, to a motherfucker that, like, roll up?
I would beat the shit out of them. I would stomp them the fuck out. Then I would steal the sneakers and sell them for 26 grand.
No. No,
what do you mean no? Are you taking my ideas, my rights away as a woman?
You got the wrong idea, bitch.
No!
First of all, now if I stab you, it's a hate crime, right?
What you need to do is call Rent-A-Center, get the repo man to roof them shits.
Hello? We need them 26 bands,
you know
bro.
I mean?
We need them.
Hello? For y'all non-professionals, that's called callback. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yo, he got the Iron Man boots, but then he also got the Filipino nurse 11s, you know what I'm saying? Like the, yo, I'm a, the phlebotomy, you know what I mean? Phlebotomy tech.
Phlebotomy threes.
The T Red Wave. That yo, you were saying
that's
like
a little
before,
hard.
Yeah. We were saying, yo, we all kind of like was just like sitting here live.
That's a
like,
January 6th callback.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yo, if you would have dropped these on January 6th, man, the motherfuckers would have made it in there.
Yeah.
Ashley Babbitt might still be with us today.
Yeah.
She would have had more lateral quickness.
Yo.
Grah.
Jesus Christ.
Out of here.
Hold on. Excuse me. Just for 1 second. The thoughts and opinions expressed on Victory Light Podcast are not a reflection of all said members of Victory.
We don't want to seem too American.
Oh, yeah. Boy. But Liz, I have a question for you. Actually, for everybody, but I want to start with Liz. If these were not made by Trump, would they still be ass?
Absolutely. They got the fucking American flag on them.
Bruh, yeah.
Anybody with an American flag, bro, fuck you.
Yeah. But nah, like, that's American flag, I feel like American flag, we used to be like, yeah, like when Joel Santana was doing it.
Yeah, you see, it's different.
It was different.
If he got it on, you see, I rock a tracksuit.
Yes.
I rock a tracksuit like that.
You know what I'm saying?
This shit, come on, bro.
This shit is just like, yo, I know what you're trying to say with that flag. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I guess it depends who's wearing it, you know?
Exactly.
If it's a red sneaker like that and I see a 60-year-old white man in a pickup truck,
come on.
I'm gonna wanna kick him in the neck.
Come on.
At least twice.
And you know you don't wear shoes like that on the regular, Milton. You know what I'm saying? Like you were a Red Wing boot kind of nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like
we're getting to that point in politics where it's getting like, I mean, it's been weird for a while, but it's getting super weird to the point where like you're gonna see like bearded up fucking Duck Dynasty looking motherfuckers, right? In the fucked up 86 Bronco or whatever.
Wearing
right?
Trump NMDs?
Yeah, wearing the Trump ones, but they hop out the whip.
Sponsored by Under Armour.
Yeah. But they hop out the whip and all you hear is I really mean that. And it's like, what is going on
Dulcet
now?
Tones from Rainey? Okay.
What is happening?
I know we're telling jokes, but okay.
You know?
Yo, we out here? Yo, fam, it's getting wild, bro. It's getting wild. And I don't see, those sneakers is not marketed towards his base. Because, motherfucker, these are the guys that wear like the fucking, the all white Hokas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is, that's his fan base's energy, B. And you made sneakers for like, I don't know, B, merengueros, bro.
People like that. All I know is if I see anybody walking with shits like that, prepárate, bro. Prepárate.
Oh,
I'm going to fuck you up.
Yo.
I'm going to wait to see who's going to come fix you. Whoever is, if it's your wife, your mother, and then I'm going to beat the shit out of her too.
Yo. Oh my God.
Bro, I'm about to say,
for real, like, if I see somebody outside, yo, where's my mother? I'm violate you. Swear to God.
Where's my mother?
Swear to God, bro. Don't play.
Don't play like that.
Don't talk like that, yo.
Yo, because them shoes, he got the fake Jordan ones, and then he got the fake NMDs, and the Duck Dynasty ass, like, yo, I love my truck. I got balls hanging from the back of my truck.
Yeah.
I got, you know, like,
I got the these colors don't run.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking bumper sticker, yeah.
All that shit. They not wearing this type of shit. And they're not wearing the NMDs either, bro. Like, you fucked up. You should have made, like, a cowboy boot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, like, a hiking boot.
I think we're forgetting about Trump supporters. These motherfuckers don't care about nothing.
That's how many people you think this is gonna be their first sneaker ever?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Like dick riding Trump. Like,
yo.
How many people you think this is gonna be their first actual like kicks?
Yo, think about this, B. Somebody cops their first sneakers ever because of this motherfucker, right? Then they blow up, they go do some shit. Then they go on sneaker shopping with Joe LaPuma.
Oh,
and
no.
Joe LaPuma's like, yo, how'd you get into the sneaker game? And he's like, yo, them Trump January 6s, yo, they dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, the T-Red Waves was crazy.
Ooh, the T-Red Wave, the first colorway, yo.
Yeah.
With the 45 that was kind of like off irregular. It was like embossed irregularly with the flag, with the fake polo flag. Ooh, them shit was hard.
Yo, I just realized, these are just racist Red Octobers.
They're just Red Octobers?
I'm bugging. I'm wilding. That's literally what they are,
yo, fam. He looked at. He's like, show me what the blacks are wearing. Make that.
Come on, dog.
Yeah. Victor called these shits the drop shipping, the air drop ships.
Oh, like, my God.
That is 100% what these are, dog.
The Air Temus.
The Air Temu or whatever.
They got Super Bowl ad money, though, so watch your mouth.
Oh, shit.
They got like 200 shit.
My fault, gangsta team on my phone. Shit, OG.
Yo, my fault, T.
Yeah, my fault, T money.
I think they ran a couple of ads on the Super Bowl, bro. I didn't even know they had money like that.
They get into it now.
Yeah. Trump is un payaso. And we even bigger clowns for talking about this shit.
Get this thing out of here, bro. Yo, we'll be right back after you hear about the technology in the Air Trump Force One. We'll be right back.
A victory light.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
A victory light.
Yeah, we back. Da-da-da-da-da. Damn, I'm so washed for that.
Wash jar
dollar. There you go. I'm being. I put some pesos in it because I forgot to exchange my money at the airport. Yo, it's near the end of Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? We've been celebrating all year. You know what I'm saying? Bigging up voices like Issa. You know what I'm saying? Like ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like TJ Hassan, insane. We've been plugging him every week. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Doing the damn thing and keeping up. You know what I'm saying? That same type of energy. A-Rod has followed suit because he knows we're the most industrious, influential podcast on the planet. And he was like, "Yo, you know what? I'm gonna really rep my Afro Latino roots by going 18 and a half shades darker. I'm gonna go in Sephora and be like, yo, where's the Fenty beauty section? You know what I'm saying? I don't even know shit about makeup, bro. I was about to start making up like terminology. Like, I need the 19C.
I would have went right along with you, bro, because I don't know shit either.
She's like, I don't even know, nigga.
Liz Bell said, makeup for who? What's that? I don't know about none of that.
I'm a bad bitch
regular. I wake up this bad. Fuck is you talking about?
I'm not one of them bitches, bro. I just don't know how to do it. That's it. That is an actual art, and I ain't got the paintbrush for
it. Yo, my man went and got the fucking, the blurring skin tint. I don't know what he did, but nah. Apparently, he just fell asleep on vacation. You know what I'm saying? But everybody was like, yo, wilding out.
I believe it, bro. Because even his teeth is like a little shade darker.
Yo.
I think he deadass fell asleep for 13 hours, bro.
Yo, my man went to fucking Puerto Plata, bro. Had too many fucking piña coladas, too much fucking Brugal, too much Lavagallo, bro. That bottom shelf shit. And he passed out, bro. And his shorty got a little sunburn on her cheeks. You know what I mean? She went back to the suite. He stayed on the beach. You know what I mean? He thought he was good. He's like, yo, I'm good. I got melanin. This is what all Dominicans do. No matter how light skinned you are, you're like, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yo, why do we do that? Yo,
give me that SPF 0.5.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, give me butter.
Give me butter.
Give me that manteca, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me just rub fucking lard all over myself. I'm good. And then you wake up and you look like a fucking.
Look like a pernil. You wake up and you look like a fucking pernil, bro.
That ass don't even look natural, bro. He looks terrifying.
He looks like a Grand Theft Auto made up character, bro.
He looks like in a Pixar movie, you know how everybody's like all animated, like child friendly?
Yes.
But then the villain is the one hyper realistic animated person. Like, that's what he looked like.
He got the frown lines. Yeah. They gave him frown lines in a Pixar movie.
For the uninitiated, we are currently looking at a photo of A-Rod next to Stephen A. Smith in floor seats at some game, I'm assuming.
Some game, and A-Rod's looking at Stephen A. Smith like, yo, you can't say the N-word, sir. You're not dark enough.
Yeah. Because he is literally darker than Stephen A. Smith.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah. He said, I was sitting next to A-Rod, who was black! Who was on black? He was on black mode? Yo, A-Rod's skin is on night mode is crazy, bro.
And let's not forget the Yankees, who signed A-Rod before he was black!
Yo, fam. Yo, this is wild. Not because he really does look like strange, B. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, you're not like... I know, like his eyebrow bones is making it me be like, yo, you're not supposed to be this color, B.
And then the light eyes don't mix. He looks sinister, bro. Yeah, the light eyes just don't give it a good look.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? I put this shit in a doc, but apparently no idea is original. People call this the reverse Sammy Sosa, which I agree with. But at the same time, it's like, you look like the hair is giving mixed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like the hair is giving like, yo, you know what I'm saying? My pops. You know what I mean? It's four of us, but, you know, y'all mommy's kids. I'm Karen's son.
You know
what
I'm saying? When you play a fighting game and both of you pick the same character,
yes!
he looks like player two A-Rod. That's what he looks like right now.
The second colorway A-Rod?
Yeah, second colorway A-Rod.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yo, you gotta unlock. You gotta level up to level six before you unlock this guy.
This is Tekken 8 A-Rod. That's what it is.
It's A-Rod Goldo?
Bro, not joking. In the store, this is in Tekken 7. I don't know if it's in Tekken 8, but in the store, you could literally physically purchase Tan. You can make your characters tanner in Tekken 7. No. I haven't played Tekken 8 yet, so I don't know if that's confirmed, but that's what A-Rod looks like.
A-Rod! Yeah. Yo, A-Rod bought mad VC, dog.
And spent it all at fucking...
on tanning.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm gonna keep my default suit with my crisscross tie.
All this did was make me want to go to DR, bro.
Straight up.
And do I you get back this dark, Liz?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same, bro.
How do you feel about like people being like, yo, like he's like blackfishing and shit. Like it's like, yo, have y'all been outside ever?
Like, how are you blackfishing if you fucking go and get if you're a Dominican and you go to DR?
Bro.
Like, yo.
That's what I'm saying, bro. People are like, like what's going on?
Yo, bro. I'll keep it real though. I've never seen a nigga's retinas get tan.
Like, that's what I'm saying, bro. It's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, yo.
He got the Michael Jordan eyes. That's terrifying to me.
Michael Jordan at the blackjack table eyes, bro. That's wild. And his teeth are so white.
Blackjack.
Like, yo, it's like jarring, bro. It's like when you know when you're on a plane and it's like and they open the window and it's just like OD bright.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, that's what his teeth are like. So, yo, that's wild.
But you know how crazy it got to get for him to make a video? Because I don't think I've ever seen him like publicly address anything else before.
Like, this was
way too drastic for him not to.
Yeah.
They was on his ass.
That's what I'm saying. The response is clearly from like a bunch of people that like turned 18 mid-pandemic and have not been outside since. And have not been anywhere since. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, bro, we should have like sections on the internet of like, all right, special.
Yes.
Bro, because what is happening on the internet?
Liz Bell Ortiz, I've been saying this for years. We need a varsity internet.
JV
and varsity internet. All you stupid ass kids, stay over there and let the grown folks be over here.
Yes.
It's like, yo, recipe Sue's Rendezvous, you know what I'm saying? I'm pouring one out for Sue's Rendezvous. You could get into Sue's Rendezvous at 18 years old. But you could not go into the section with the grown-ups. There was like the 21 and over. Like, yo, we over here drinking, having a good time. Yo, you just came here to see Shorty from Boricua Fitness? Okay. Show us your high school ID. Go over there. Here's a little bracelet that makes it so that you can't cross this line. And if you do, we're going to Jazzy Jeff you out this motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's what they need for the internet, bro.
Yeah. We need that, bro, desperately, because there's no reason we should be sharing places like this, because you'll talk to a motherfucker and think you're talking to a motherfucker with common sense. And then you go to their page and realize they're 17 fucking years old.
Yeah.
And they live in a completely different state. And then you look at their tweets and you realize, oh, you are actually fucking insane,
wow,
bro.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm having a conversation with a fucking maniac.
Wow, yeah. I'm talking to an absolute moron. I scrolled down three photos and you said that the measles vaccine gives you autism.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You, bro, are dumb as shit.
I remember I posted a video recently. I posted a video talking about some shit there, and somebody commented it, and I went on his page, and he made two completely correlations, bro, that made no fucking sense. And it took everything in me not to comment back, but I DM'd him because I had to let him know. I said, bro, I know for a fact God ran out of brains when he was talking to you. You dead ass got two lizards just fucking playing handball, my nigga, upstairs in your head.
God left that shit on the table. It was like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, shit. No, God. Yo, fuck. Yo, throw a first kid in there.
Yeah, now
we got to deal with this shit. This is sinister, bro. What are we doing?
You're a literal dickhead, bro. God put a dick in their brain, in your skull.
Yo.
Fam. And speaking of Black History Month, a strong black man, Cam Newton, is out here defending his honor. You know what I mean? And from a bunch of kids, bro. And also, don't fuck with people, B. Like, I feel like that's the overarching theme here.
Quick correction. Like, he just threw them around like ragdolls, so we assumed they were children. This is the guy.
Man. Oh, yeah, shit. They're not children.
They're not kids at all. Bro, this motherfucker looked like me when my kids is like, are my pancakes done?
Just nah.
Go sit over there. Get the fuck out of here. Nah. Fam, this man's been throwing everybody around for 10 years, and you think you're going to take him down? I don't care how silly his hat is, bro. Like, you're not fucking this man up, bro. This is Black Superman.
I think that people are seeing Cam Newton now as like a podcaster or like an internet thing. They forget that this dude was a professional football player.
Yeah, bro. Not only that.
Like, these motherfuckers trained for this.
Motherfuckers, B. Like,
right.
And he's 6'5".
6'5". Jesus
come on,
Christ.
Like, come on,
imagine,
man,
the size of his cock, bro.
Hey, Liz, you know what's crazy? This is why I fuck with you. I think about that shit all the time,
bro. This is information. Maybe we shouldn't have access to it, but I want to know.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if I knew, I wouldn't be bad.
Cock size? What'd you get on the
wood? I mean, Liz, you're coming up in the world. These might be coming into reach for you. Yeah. That maybe were,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro, 3-4 months ago.
Also, I don't know what's going on. Maybe we're from a different class, a different school of thought. But like, the dry snitch era is at an all time high, bro.
Oh my god!
Why would you get on video,
yo,
and snitch on yourself? Why would you get on video, show your face, and readily admit to the world that you assaulted a man with millions?
Yo, who probably, his lawyer, lives in his fucking carriage house.
That's what I'm saying.
One of his houses in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And you're going to fight this guy? You're going to try to fight this guy?
Yeah, because with all of this, we couldn't tell who it was. It does look like a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Nah, you could definitely tell it's Cam Newton because he got the Pikmin leaf.
Yeah, he got the hat.
Yeah.
He got the leaf from Pikmin.
He got the Patapon. He's smiling the whole time.
Bro, you could tell it's Cam because his locks look like the Sims diamond.
Yes, bro, yes, 100%.
It's very,
they just sit on top of his head, mad, like, not moving.
It's very clearly Cam Newton, man.
Yo, fam, like, yeah, he's wearing the fucking, the Curious George man with the yellow hat.
Yeah.
I do have a question, though. Did he go to that school to talk to the sports team?
It wasn't a school. It's a 7v7 tournament.
Yeah, it was 7-on-7 football tournament, bro. Like, it's Wii Ball. Like, fam, first of all, it's Cam Newton there. So it's like, he's there. It's like, yo, to inspire you. Like, mm-hmm, yo, you bum-ass motherfuckers. Like, maybe someday you could be like me if you ball hard enough. You know what I'm saying? And then they proceeded to just try to whoop his ass.
Also, who's beefing with Cam Newton?
What is he doing?
That's the best.
He's like, yo, I don't like the way you write on Instagram. Bro. All your captions are mad hard to read because you use that weird font.
Look at his hat, bro. How could you see somebody wear a hat like that and be like, yeah, I want to physically assault him?
I want problems.
No, I don't want problems from Cam Newton. I want a side quest.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I want from Cam.
Yo, Cam, we in Atlanta. Let's go hit Magic City, my guy.
Yeah. No, I mean literal magic. I want to run into Cam Newton in a cave, low on resources. And I want him to point me in the direction of the nearest raidable dungeon. That's what I need from Cam Newton.
I need more fucking rubies.
I don't understand. Like, I don't get the motive. Like, what was the motive? Does anybody know?
Nah, bro. And it's crazy because the dude that did the follow-up video being like, yeah, that was me. Like, he didn't say why. He's just like, yeah, you know. Because
he was probably on some hating shit. You know how your beauty, your success, all of the shit, that ass encourages people to become violent.
That shit irritates
Liz, he's probably living our dream. He's probably seen his cock.
Bro, he probably felt it.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that's crazy.
And that's why he's really upset.
That's what it was. They was just trying to feel his meat. Like, yo, Cam, yo, listen, man. Yeah. You did the Superman thing for a long time. Are you really the Man of Steel, though?
Right.
Let's find out. Get off. You get him. Fight this.
You want to be rich, handsome, big, tall, all of this? Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, how do you grab a Cam Newton's dick so I won't fight back? Yo, cut it out. Yeah. And then do the video after, like, yeah, you know, 7v7. Yeah, more like 7v1.
Oh, my God.
Big ass dick.
Jesus Christ, saying? Bro.
Mind you, he still got the book bag on. We saw Cam toss you, bro.
Fam.
Yeah. There's visual evidence behind this.
You and your luggage.
And then you get on camera like, yeah, I did that. What did you do, bro? Are you okay?
I mean, for real? What'd you do except get tossed like a scalzi? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That fame is a drug, bro. Yeah. That's what it is. He want to be known as the motherfucker who was fighting Cam Newton.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
We're looking at these pictures of Cam, like, just
post-car accident.
Just ragdolling. Post-car accident, just ragdolling Josh Norman. All smiles.
All smiles.
By the way.
Is this a fight?
He's just like, yo, ha, I'm going to throw you around. Yo, you a 250-pound grown man? Ha, ha.
He's also the only one smiling in the photo.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody's like, yo, Cam, chill.
Yeah. And he's like, I am.
I am chill. I'm very chill. Yo, look, all the big dudes in the back like, yo, listen, man, I ain't getting involved. Yeah. Yo, speaking of a fucking exposed cock, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why I said that shit like Pusha T says, ugh. Speaking of exposed cock, you know what I'm saying? Yo, baseball pants are being made by Fanatics now, apparently. I don't know if it's Nike, Fanatics, whoever has a contract currently.
Fanatics as in like a brand?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, no, it's just mad fans.
Yeah, it's just mad fans. They just came together.
Yeah, that would be way worse, honestly.
Yo, I got a pair of pants. Y'all used to use them in high school. You can have them.
Yeah.
Yo, so they got the contract for the shit, and they didn't realize that the pants are basically like Amazon leggings for shorties. Like, they just show you everything. Everything on the front and the back, you can see there's a lot of balls, there's a lot of cock showing, the whole front of the jerseys out. The San Diego Padres are showing their whole fucking, I don't even know what that is, man.
Bro, you know exactly what that
is. That's like a donkey cock.
Nah, that's the rim of the mushroom. That's what that is.
Yo, is it?
Yes.
I'm like, damn, your cock is mad short though, bro, because it's like right next to your asshole, bro.
Oh my
God.
What's the mushroom?
The head.
You know what I'm saying?
Like the rim.
All right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Liz has terminology.
Everything, I just want the audience to know, everything Liz has learned about the male anatomy on this show has been against her will. She's trying to play it off. She's like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I go home, bro. I just go into a crisis. What the fuck is she talking about? What do you mean mushroom?
When was this word
fucking originated?
Yeah.
Why did they tell me about Girthmaster?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Girthmaster, open the door. Look at this shit, bro. They got your man Casey Schmidt from the Giants showing off every single ball that he has ever taken in his life. But man, yo, it's just...
It looked like a fidget spinner. It looked like he got three of them shit.
Oh no.
Tell me I'm lying,
oh,
bro.
Oh, you're fucking... dead. Yo, I swear to God. It does.
Holy shit.
It looked like a fidget spinner.
Casey Schmidt, I am so sorry, bro.
Yo, listen. Or you just... Hey, listen, if you get stressed out, just spin your nuts. You know what I mean? It'll de-stress
you. Hold on.
De-stress.
Hey, first of all, I don't appreciate this hate towards growers, not showers. Okay? For all y'all know, my man is, you know what I mean? It's a photo shoot. He nervous. You know what I'm saying? It's cold. Like,
from working in the industry, I'll tell you that there's a lot of equipment that they got to keep cold. So the AC's probably on blast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah. Yo, Casey, you know what I'm saying?
One thing about Victory Light, we do not cock shame, all right? We don't participate in that.
No cock shaming at all. No. So, Casey's is all good with us. You know what I'm saying? But the way he's looking off into the distance like that, it's like he knows.
I feel like they made him do that.
Yo, spread your legs, Casey.
Maybe the viewings is dropping and they're trying to pick it back up.
Yo, I feel like this is a good way to get.
I wouldn't watch the full game, but I would tune in for 5 minutes.
For a little day game? One PM?
Yeah. Do you have like a is there a baseball player that you see, like, not even knowing about, like, not giving a shit about baseball, but like one that you're like, yo, he's hot. Cause I know, like,
bro. Oh my God! What team is it that be playing in Baltimore?
The Orioles.
Yeah, the Orioles. Orioles.
Yeah.
Like Oreos.
No, like the bird.
No, like
Orioles.
The bird, like an Oreo.
Yeah, that motherfuckers.
Yeah,
bro. Wow. We surprised my dad with a trip to Baltimore. We went, took him to the stadium, had a blast.
Yeah.
I did not know they was packing like that, bro. Yo, baseball players, specifically Dominican ones, got the fattest asses I've ever seen on this side of the fucking universe.
Yo, it's crazy that I feel like I know who you're talking about. Can you pull up the,
the Oreo player with the fat ass? Which one? Which one, bro? Yeah, which one?
Yo, there's a Dominican guy who was in the All-Star game last year, and he was mad big.
You know, they all touch each other's butts, right?
Yeah, that's mad customary. Yeah,
they all do. They slap ass.
Yeah, they play a little grab ass in the dugout, bro. It's no big deal. It's traditional.
Who's him? Yeah, you see, I remember that waist. Hell yeah, it was him.
Yo,
it's snatched.
You remember that waist to ass ratio? Yo.
Cedric Mullins, right?
Oh, no? Okay.
Is that him?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yo, Cedric Mullins, Cedric, yo, if you're out there, shoot your shot, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Cedric. Okay, wait. Okay, what? Shout out to Cedric. What waist, Mullins?
Yo, word. Cedric Fashion Nova Mullins.
Yeah, bro. You'll get that deal sooner or later.
Yo, word.
See, this is why I like this podcast. This is why I didn't take deals from other podcasts, because on here we sexualize everyone. Okay. Okay. It's not. You see, and that's why.
Come on now.
I had to be smart about the choices I make. So. Just had to be on a platform that accurately represents my values, you know?
He turned out Joe Rogan, guys.
It's a big deal.
And because he did that, we got the Kid Rock interview. So thanks, Randy. Thanks for that.
We should bring back beheading people, bro. Kid Rock should be the first one in line.
Yo, that's a super fact, bro.
I'm so sick of that rat tail.
Oh, my God.
Dirty bitch.
You know what's crazy? If you look at his fucking crib that he grew up in, not like the crib that he bought now or like after he did American Badass, the crib that he grew up, this motherfucker is rich.
I need you to remember, bro, I don't know white people. So Kid Rock, you naming movies, I know Kid Rock is famous because I know he's a dumbass who be talking. I have no idea of
look
any.
At this,
look,
man.
Look at the face. I don't give a fuck about the house. Look at his face,
look
bro.
Look at his face.
And it don't matter how many times he washes his hair, that shit always look dirty.
It's
Kid Rock, fuck,
fuck
you,
it looks
pussy.
Like he styles it with fucking corn oil. Yo, but fucking, remember when Dave Chappelle had that skit? Like, it was like Sesame Street, but it was all the STDs?
Yeah.
He looks like one of them. He looks like one of the puppets.
Like one of the puppets? Oh, my God.
He's like, I'm gonorrhea.
Oh, my.
Kid Rock as gonorrhea.
Jesus Christ.
You know
Christ.
What I'm saying? Yo, listen, man. Before we get gonorrhea from looking at this motherfucker, we're going to take a little quick break. We'll be right back. Enjoy this ad for Kid Rock's Geritol Vitamins.
Preparation H.
A victory light.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women.
That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
A victory light.
We back, my sweet baby bitches. Thank you for tuning in to the ads.
That sounds like a fire barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Yo, sweet baby bitches. Yo,
that do Vidali sound kind of lit.
Yo, so listen, talk to us a little about this, like, this Omale. Am I saying it right?
Omale. Yeah, Omale. Yeah. Omale. That's this a Omale very situation? Beautiful name.
Yeah.
Because, yo, like, as a dude,
So there's an artist who brings his fans on stage. A woman was there with her partner of a year, and they started wilding on stage. Her man is still in the crowd watching all of this happen. The people around him know that that's his shorty. Oof. So they're recording his reaction. He's just there like, nah, bro, not my bitch.
No!
Not my
bitch. Yo! Overlays took my girl.
How do you guys feel about this? What would you do if this was your lady?
Bro, honestly, I know my lady. You know what I'm saying? And she, first
you
of all,
know
she,
your lady until Usher's in front of her with his sweaty, glycerin ass.
Right, right. But she knows, like, yo, this motherfucker's like, you know what I'm saying?
Did you say glycerin?
Yeah.
Like he's flammable?
All right, glycerine. I'm not glycerin. But he kind of do look like you poured fucking gasoline on him.
He looked type flammable. Yeah, I'm not going to hold you. The let it burn was not a euphemism.
Nah,
like,
it was real.
He was dead ass.
I bleed kerosene.
Yeah.
Yo, but nah, it's like, you know what it is? You can take my shorty upstairs, on stage, and like dance around, and like that's cool, bro. It's like part of the showmanship, whatever. Like, I know you're not actually fucking my girl back there, bro.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ten
like
bodies.
Yo, Hassan over there just yo, that's ten bodies.
But it's just like, yo, at the same time, that camera, whatever camera's up there. That shit better follow her all the way back to the seat and capture the moment that she jumps over the fence and she's like, yay! And just, I tongue her down and I grab her titty in front of that camera and I'm just like sucking on the titty. I gotta do whatever he did extra.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I'm sucking on this titty, nigga. This is me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he did too much, bro. The dry humping, the daggering. Like, Romeo does this and he does, I feel like Romeo and Usher both know how to do this the right way. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, you towing the line. You're not crossing the line. This motherfucker crossed the line. He grabbed shorties. You don't know how much the bundles cost for you to be grabbing them like that and pulling them and be like fake daggering and shit and like all this other, yo, and whining on it. Yo, listen.
That was a whole production.
I would have got in my bag. Yeah.
I would love to know how you feel about this, Rainey, because I know that you are like open, you know, you're not really possessive in any way. So
yeah, I mean, I think people are way too hot and cold about every fucking thing on the internet. Like, I think that, like how Meryl said, there is a way to do this shit. But I also think that people expecting this man to not be embarrassed at all is kind of fucking ridiculous, bro. There's a venue full of phones out.
Yo,
in his face.
Half of them are pointing at the stage, half of them are pointing at him.
Bro, like, you are front row watching this dude, watching this guy shadow bang your girl.
Yo, come on.
What the fuck are we are we talking about?
To the Shadow Realm?
Yeah, bro. He literally played Exodia and took her to the Shadow Realm. What are we talking about right now? First of all, nobody's resolve is that strong. I don't give a fuck if you're Chuck Norris, bro. You watch your shorty go up there. You're going to be a little embarrassed, bro.
Especially if you got a shorty next to you being like, yo, that's your girl?
That's the worst part, that she's just looking at him like, yo, that's... Yeah. That shorty? That's you? Young bitch?
And also like as yo, and as somebody on like as somebody who's on the internet, once you know, y'all all know this. Once you post some shit, it's no longer yours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could feel however you feel. I could not give a fuck. And personally, I wouldn't. But it's the narratives that come along with the shit. It's people posting this shit. Oh, it's the evil world we live in.
Yo.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or like Kai Cenat doing whatever the fuck he was doing.
The dating show?
Yeah, like the dating show for the dude. Shorty? Like, bro, it was never that serious to me.
It's not, bro. And that's the thing.
They made it serious.
Yeah, we live now, especially with the internet. I think that is because of the internet era, honestly. Yeah. That because people don't know how to just be like, yo, logically think about something. Like, yo, I could be embarrassed, but I also don't think that it's worth what you guys are doing, which is now she's receiving death threats.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Now she's receiving like people wanting her to die because of this. This dude got 20 racks from Kai Cenat. He got a new girlfriend, all this shit. But it's like, bro, is it that serious? And why can't we, as a fucking society, bro, just logically look at situations?
Yeah, guys, it's not real.
Right?
It's
like, why is it only...
He didn't really fuck shorty, I promise. Yeah.
You could only have two sides of everything. It could never be a mutual understanding. Like, yo, it's fucked up. She did do it, but... it's not that serious.
Facts. Yeah, like, yeah, there's levels.
Because honestly, bro, if I'm at a Rihanna concert or a Beyonce concert and I'm with old dude and shorty pull him up, I will stab you if you don't go on stage.
Bro,
I will literally shank you, bro, with every nail I have. Yeah. Not only, fuck the experience, bro. It's fucking Beyonce and Rihanna. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you coming home with shorty, you're going to be tight because it's fucking Beyonce and Rihanna, but, bro.
Also, remember, speaking of like the female version of that, remember the Janet clip?
You know
the one I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Nobody got vitriol for that guy. And who knows his situation. Granted, it was like 20, 30 fucking years ago, but still, I think Liz, you brought up a great point where it's like the man in the situation is garnering all the sympathy and literal financial gain from this shit from Kai Cenat, and shorty over here is getting death threats. I think it definitely has a lot. Like, let's not act like this shit is a level playing field.
Exactly.
When it comes to men and women in the situation.
Yeah, men could cheat. They could beat the shit out you. Still stay in NFL contracts. Still be baseball players. Still have thriving careers.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But a woman take a little side dick. Now you want her dead.
Yeah. Yo, a little shadow dick, bro.
A little shadow dick. Now, you wilding on her, bro. Fuck you and your mom.
Shadow puppet dick, bro. That's crazy. But nah, at the same time, it's just like, bro, it's really, like you said, it's not that fucking serious, bro. Like, yo, they walked out. And this is the shit, too. Like, this is the shit about the internet. Put a dollar in the wash jar for the, because I'm about to say I'm washed.
Yeah.
Bro, back in the day, like, guy takes a shorty on stage. The only one clowning you is like the two niggas that you was there with. You know what I mean? There's no video unless somebody got a Fun Saver camera out and just happened to catch you being like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, that's it. There's no video of this. He's more mad that there's video of this than he's mad that shorty went up on stage.
Yeah.
Like, that's the shit that's crazy. You know what I mean?
It's and I could understand it, bro. They said that they was like in a dealing with each other for like a year. I could understand being upset, but this shit, bro, I hate that the internet makes something so small and they'll keep this shit trending for 4 days. Yeah. Nobody work, bro. Nobody got jobs. Nobody got kids. Nobody got shit to do. Niggas just be on the fucking internet tweeting. They be wrong. They be dumb. And they be high and drunk.
And loud.
They be hungry.
Bro, they be,
fuck y'all.
Bro.
They be yapping, bro. Take it from me.
Yes.
You certified yapper. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
We dead ass in a place, bro, where people only care about what they think. They don't care about what's happening, what happened before.
They just
care about what they think. And that's what the world is run on by right now.
You know what I'm saying? But you know who does not give a fuck what nobody thinks? Fucking Eric Adams. Because we out here closing libraries, shutting down shit, no more free lunch, da-da-da-da-da, summer school program, shit is cucked. But we got the NYPD dance team, y'all, and they got fucking jerseys. and
knee pads
because they need them. Because yo, all of these women have stopped and frisked somebody at some point, and I don't know if Shorty was supposed to go down on the floor, but she didn't.
I got a question. Why?
Yo, this is what I'm saying, bro. Like, and, yeah. then they're like, oh, hold on. But you
don't feed into that shit. These bitches ain't eating.
No, they're not eating at all. They're not. You know who's cooking them? The Golden Corral and the Bronx dance team.
Bro.
Is frying them.
Oh my God.
They need to battle. Yo, Eric Adams, if the Golden Corral dance team beats the NYPD dance team in a battle for Lil Saint,
you gotta give back all this funding.
You know what I'm saying? And you gotta resign.
Yeah.
And let Ken Starrs be the mayor.
Yeah. You gotta resign and you know who's gonna inherit the office? Spider-Cuz. That's who I want running the city.
I would move to the Bronx if I knew that he was the mayor.
If Spider-Cuz, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, this shit is sad.
You're drinking a Henny.
Uno se ríe, pero es verdad.
Uno se ríe, pero es verdad. Like Sujeto said, bro.
Like, we be laughing at shit, but bro, these bitches dead ass sat on the pix11.com news on live television,
TV.
Bro. With they whack knee pads, they flimsy ass ponytails, and no sauce, bro. None of these bitches have had coffee.
None.
They're sober. They got to pick their kids up at 3.
That's a fact. Nobody
and you got
any
these bitches
sauce.
In, bro, I can't believe this is what they doing with our buddy.
And you called me. I love you, and this is why you're such a tremendous part of this team.
Get off my dick.
I'm gonna stay on it. I'm gonna give you the wild cock flu solo right now. Cause Shorty number 24, she almost got me.
She did. It's
she
the face.
Almost got me, B. With the fuck, it was the
it's
shoulder
shimmy. It's the face,
shimmy.
Bro. It's the face. She making it seem like she really got
like
it down
eating.
Pat.
She's hitting the I'm eating face, but she's not.
Yeah. And the craziest part is she is the only one there with some kind of. She is the best dancer they have, and she's still bad.
She's still ass, bro. She used to dance in the mirror to Remy Ma. I'm conceited. I got a reason. She had a whole fucking routine to that shit.
I would pay good money to see that though. The Golden Corral.
We gotta go up there.
Yeah.
That's right. This used to be a sizzle. By the way, this used to be. I love this Golden Corral because I have a lot of memories, not of Golden Corral. That used to be a Sizzler. They used to be next to a DMV.
Yeah.
So, like, anytime we used to have to go sit in the DMV, my pops would gas it. Like, yo, nos vamos a sentar aquí, pero después vamos a comer bien. Like, yeah. We're going to sit in the DMV for 12 hours, but then we're going to have a nice meal as a family. And we would go to Sizzler and hit the buffet and just get a buffet and, like, one entree. And then the dude at the register's like, yo, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that, bro. Like... Everybody got to get an entree to get the free buffet. Nigga, you can't just get one entree and 4 free buffets, dog. Like,
yeah. I love Dominicans.
Like, but why not?
Dominicans is always going to try to get the best bargain, bro.
You shitting me?
They going to count. They gonna pull you down at least $20.
At least. Yeah. My mom is responsible for like at least $50,000 worth of chicken wings stolen out of Sizzler. In her purse. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She'd be like, I know. I'm going to take my papel de aluminio. Like, I'm like, Mom, why you got tinfoil in your bag? She's like, do I, man?
You gonna see,
nigga. When I throw all these buffalo wings in this bitch.
Shout out to Sizzler that is now a Golden Corral, and shout out to the DMV that is now a VIM.
And that, my friends, is a full circle moment because Golden Corral used to be the Sizzler that we used to go to that my mom's it stole a felony amount of buffalo wings from. Victory Lab is on 28, motherfuckers. Liz Bellotti's Radio Maya, you know what I'm saying? Victor the God, you know what I'm saying? And TJ Hassan, insane. You know what I'm saying? In the motherfucking building. We'll see y'all later this week. You know what I'm saying? Because we back now.
We
fuck
up. Yeah, baby.
Stupid.
A victory light.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.